to Real Flix Reviews Movie News. This week's question is, what characters would you like to see played by the opposite sex? And our answer's coming up. I got some sad bit of news for you. Had any of you guys seen High School of the Dead?
Yes.
The manga creator, and excuse me, I'm most likely going to butcher this.
Manga.
Daisuke Sato passed away at 52. He was the creator of High School of the Dead manga.
Daisuke Sato.
I was kind of bummed to hear that, because I loved the anime.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, there was a few that were kind of, they didn't need the panty anime added additions in there, but I actually enjoyed the series.
Yeah, no, I was with you. It's like, that's never really been anything for me. It's like, you just
but I accept it with anime though.
Oh yeah,
I mean I know it's their own genre.
It's like American movies and overacting. I mean, it just happens.
Yeah. Okay,
just because I'm unfamiliar, are we talking about a lot of panties or a lack of panties? I'm not sure what the problem is.
The problem is that they do upskirt shots
a lot
unnecessarily.
Oh yeah, well that's.
That's just anime.
That's just an artifact of Japanese anime.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You know, it's nothing that I mean, what was...
Look,
the dirtiest one is Kitty Grade. You guys are foul.
Okay, so they play hard.
It after a while, it does get annoying, I'll be honest. Like, a few times, I understand you want to set the precedence of a character being a pervert, blah, 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 but after a while, it's just kind of like, can you just stop this? You know, I like the anime, but you could have ended it 5 seconds earlier.
Yeah.
So, in a bit of...
Well, shit, I forgot how perverted Dragon Ball Z was.
Oh, yeah. And so you must be watching the unedited one, because the American version, most of that was cleaned out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, there were certain things even in the American version that were quite questionable.
Oh, yeah. But they removed, like, just a little bit of the context, so you had to be an adult enough to, like, or pervert enough to get it. And so I do have a little bit of a serious question for you, because I don't understand, A, why this is needed, and B, why anybody would actually want to see this. Jay-Z and the Weinstein Company, of all people, are making a Trayvon Martin film and a documentary. I get the documentary. I just don't get the point. I don't understand, and I was hoping you guys would help me understand why this is necessary. I mean, is it just, I don't get it at all.
Well, it seems like it would be a pretty short movie.
The only thing I could think
of... If I'm not mistaken, the Trayvon Martin thing was the Zimmerman guy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so, I mean, does it all have to do with his subsequent court case? Because it's a pretty, like, hey, I'm going after Skittles. Oh, shit, I got shot.
I literally, from what I've read, they don't say a whole lot. And I do want to say that we're not saying anything about Trayvon Martin or Zimmerman. I just don't get the point.
Or Skittles.
I just don't get the point of it. So I'm not sure what they're going to do. I mean, they could...
I mean, I'll go ahead and say that I'm pretty sure Zimmerman's a piece of shit, you know? I've bones about that one, but again, short movie.
Yeah, see, I didn't.
Documentary, sure, I totally get that too. You know, it might throw a perspective on it. You know, and then look, the Weinsteins are a credible name, and Jay-Z's got more money than God, so sure, it'll be good.
But he doesn't have more money than the Pope. See, I would, on the Zimmerman thing, at the time of the trial, I didn't, to me, there wasn't enough information about him personally. Since then, no, I'm totally with you. The guy's a giant turd. So I don't know. I wish them luck in whatever story they're going to tell in the movie and whether, you know, stuff they want to highlight in the documentary. My guess is it may be a civil rights-ish thing, which it could honestly could be really good. I just don't know. And an interesting thing.
It'll be interesting to hear certain people's reactions to that one.
And an interesting
piece. Rob Snyder for a second.
And an interesting piece of news. My best news anchor impression. Cole Hauser reteams with Bruce Willis for action thriller Acts of Violence.
Yeah, and sorry, Cole, I didn't mean to really think that you're Rob Schneider. It's just that in that picture, you look like Rob Schneider. I'm sorry.
It's not exactly a very flattering picture.
Cole Hauser, was that the dude that played his son in the Die Hard flick?
I know you'd recognize him. Sorry, give me a second.
I don't think it was.
I think he played one of the bad guys. I'm almost certain of it.
Cole Hauser. No. Yeah,
I don't think it was.
Okay, wait a second.
Who the hell was the one that played his son? Wasn't it one of those douchebags like Sheila LaBeoufy or whatever?
Some new young kid. I was thinking of somebody entirely different.
Because I think that was the PG-13 one, but it was...
I think it was Die Harder, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, Live. Yeah, I'm kind
no,
of.
No, Die Harder was number two.
Live no, Free, Die Hard,
Live
or something.
Die Hard was the Live Free or Die Hard was the weird one with the computers.
And that had Timothy Oliphant in it.
Yeah, that was the PG-13 one.
I can't remember what the latest one was.
Justin Long.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of excited. Sorry, I like seeing Bruce Willis, and this guy always plays interesting characters. I haven't read too much about it, but I'll pretty much watch most things with Bruce Willis. Hell, I saw Six.
I mean, I respect Bruce Willis so much, dude, for being in his 60s and just still like totally digging into action movies. And I doubt he takes care of himself the way like Tom Cruise or somebody does.
Oh yeah,
you know, where dude looks like he's gonna live to 180.
But I actually...
You know, Bruce Willis got a lot of years of smoking and drinking behind him.
That guy treated his body like an amusement park. But I actually think
then just beat the crap out of it on all the movies, too.
And I actually think that's one of the reasons I kind of like him now as an actor, is because the characters he plays are just these old crotchety people, it seems like. Like, I loved... Is it Live Free or Die Harder? I love his character because he's just like, do you listen to music? No, talk radio. That character's always kind of jaded, but I kind of loved what it morphed into.
Yeah.
And apparently this is going to be the episodes of death. Another sad, I think it's sad pretty much when anybody dies, but Gilbert Grape star Darlene Katz died at 69 years of age. She's the woman who played the mom.
She looked like she was got on the Rosie diet.
69 is still kind of young, not as young as 52.
Well, I mean, she obviously got on the wrong diet.
It was not a very flattering picture of her.
No.
I mean,
she didn't look like Rob Schneider, though.
You owe that guy an apology or something.
No, he owes me an apology for what? Like the 15 Deuce Bigelows he did?
No, Rob Schneider owes us an apology.
No, not Rob Schneider. Cole Hauser.
Oh, yeah, I did say sorry to him, but he looked like Rob Schneider.
No, Rob Schneider. Matter of fact, just like his friend Adam Sandler. By the way, Netflix, do me a favor. Stop drinking and say no to the bastard.
Hey, calm down on Adam Sandler.
He hasn't made a funny.
I had to redact your crazy Adam Sandler hatred on the webpage.
Didn't we do funny people?
These views do not represent us as a whole.
Didn't we do funny people?
Yes.
No. Look, I he did.
Yes, we did. Yeah, I didn't pick it. Film. I don't like Sandler.
It was a great film, though.
Yes, but that's like.
I picked it.
But even a broken clock's right twice a day. I mean, come on.
All right, so I'll pick Spanglish pretty soon.
He's done some damn good movies, okay? He's done some silly shit, but, I mean, he's done funny shit.
I think you can...
I mean, for one, his entire run on Saturday Night Live was amazing.
Not to mention Piece of Shit Car.
Classics.
I think you can count all his good movies on one hand.
Exactly, his comedy albums, come on.
Yeah. No, I'm just talking about his movies.
And What the Hell Happened to Me? That's another great song by him.
Yeah, this doesn't count the things he's acting in.
Seriously.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's a
That's
funny...
That's my point, but look, anyways. like you might not be a fan of his particular brand of humor, but, I mean, millions of people are, dude. I mean, Happy Gilmore's still funny as shit. Billy Madison might be one of his more silly ones. For all the shit I gave it the time, Zohan was really funny. People is just an amazingly good movie. Then he did Spanglish, 51st Dates.
Yeah.
Punch Drunk Love. The dude's got a damn good track record, man.
Yeah, I mean, he does have his crap.
And
Eight Crazy Nights.
Do
you ever watch Eight Crazy Nights?
That's the cartoon.
Yeah, that's a great one as well.
That's, like I said, you can count all his good movies on one hand. That's one of the fingers.
I disagree, but who else has, you know, 10 amazingly funny movies?
Not Jim Carrey.
Not Adam Sandler.
That's my
either.
Point. You know what I mean? Like even people.
Not
like
Steve Jim Martin.
The seminal favorite.
Well, we could throw Mel Brooks out
really
there, but.
Movies.
Or the Marx Brothers, or. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
I mean.
There are some out there.
So. This is
He's
gonna,
got another Rob Schneider lookalike.
This is going to be a perpetual argument, so there's no point in continuing in this episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy.
This is why we do the show.
Hey, hold on, I gotta. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a Facebook page. Is there a movie you'd love us to do, or is there a piece of movie news you think you'd love for us to hear? I don't know.
Oh,
like
I
that.
Did have one.
And you can also catch us on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and more. And our question of the week is, what character would you like to see played by the opposite sex? And mine is the bad guy from No Country for Old Men. I think that would throw an interesting twist into that movie.
Oddly specific choice.
That is. That's like, are you talking about the one that was, why was I drawing a blank on
the
name?
He was the guy going around using the cow killer on
him. Yeah. Javier Bardem. You want to replace Javier Bardem arbitrarily with a woman.
I thought it'd be an interesting switch. Right. I actually think it would change the flavor of the movie.
Well, yeah, it would. I mean, that's a
oddly specific.
An odd choice. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so what was Amber's pick?
Well, of course, look, I had to go with the woman's perspective. It was such a... I'm so biased just because I didn't notice for so long. Like, oh yeah, I do watch 90% of movies with like a lot of guy action kind of shit. You know? But her response was so matter of fact and so on the nose that I have to agree with it. We need a female doctor.
Wait, what?
Doctor Who?
I'm talking about Doctor Who, ladies and gentlemen. We need a female Doctor Who.
I was gonna say,
there are gonna do a female version of Doctor pretty soon.
I was gonna say she did get Doctor Quinn
been talking
medicine
about
woman.
It for a while.
All right.
I guess no comment.
Yeah, they've been talking about it for a while. It's been thrown about, you know, last few years. But yeah, that is such the perfect choice for that.
I was gonna say you did get a female doctor in Doctor Quinn. But
that's a terrible, terrible.
Really, bringing that up?
Yes,
dude.
I actually agree. We talked about this the last couple episodes. It'll be interesting to see how everybody reacts, but I think they could do it now more than they even could 5-10 years
ago. There's no women actions. There's no women action stars. Well, you got Murder, She Wrote.
Hey, that counts.
Okay.
So we're gonna
wait. I don't get an answer.
Sure, go ahead.
Rambo.
Rambo. Okay, I can dig it. Yeah.
But who are you gonna pick now that China's dead?
Do Angelina Jolie because we already got Tomb Raider.
God, no,
that's the closest it's gonna get.
No. That's why it just we're not gonna not see those shorts in that terrible movie.
I mean, the only thing
he's
that
never
you
gonna
can,
live that down for me.
The only thing you can do is dig up somebody from wrestling. I mean, even Gina Carano isn't buff enough to do it.
I think you could get somebody, and this is a bad choice, but I think you get somebody along the lines of like Scarlett Johansson, who's done at this point a lot of violent movies.
Yeah,
but
okay, perfect choice, and I agree.
I don't like Scarlett Johansson.
You don't go for burly chick who can carry a couple of M60 machine guns.
Oh, come on,
you got to rely on. I'm serious. You go the different. Route, you go the skill set that would be, you know, slightly more inherent for a woman in that role. The Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, but if you go down that route, you're going towards Lucy again.
I don't think so.
Well, to a certain extent, but you can still do all the crazy, you know, operator skills and infiltration and all that stuff.
Well, then she's just doing James Bond.
No, see, I'd say it'd be closer to Taken than it would be to Lucy.
Okay, but even still, the route that he's going, why don't you just do a female Bond?
Well, no, because you're talking about Rambo, the woman on a rampage kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
Not a woman on a mission, just a woman on a rampage.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what you do. I mean, Salt had a little bit of that, but...
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But I mean, Salt wasn't. Yeah,
but that was still a slightly more complicated agenda. Just the simple, no, you messed with the wrong person on the wrong day.
Yeah.
You know, even like the same plot is like the bad sheriff of the weird country town wants to kick the person out of town for no good reason whatsoever.
I do think
that's what I'm talking about.
I do think Rambo in particular, especially the number one. I think,
but for the
I think 2, 3, and 4 you could easily replace. I think the first one would
for the record, it's called First Blood.
I think the first Rambo movie would be incredibly hard to replace. Sylvester Stallone with a female character, just because it's such a particular moment in time this movie takes place in. If it was a standard action movie,
I think you could almost get away with it, and people wouldn't even realize it was a Rambo remake.
I think you could replace Bourne with a female character, and it'd be the same exact movie. I think it'd easily be able to do.
Well,
that.
See, then you're talking about like Salt or something like
that.
I mean, where you have that's literally Salt essentially.
Yeah. Salt kind of sucked.
Yeah, it did.
I think if you did it,
but
Jason
I mean, I'm saying, but they've tried to do that. I think I like James's idea on this one.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out like who would be great for a Rampage, and I really don't like Scarlett Johansson. I really don't.
Well, she's just we can just see her in that kind of.
Yeah, I mean, doing that kind of thing, but she's
the particular, and excuse the expression, she's just the particular person who's on that flavor of the moment doing a lot of action movies.
Yeah,
I think if it was anybody else, any other woman, female character, like it would have been Angelina Jolie a couple of years ago when that's all she was doing.
Who's the other bitch from the Transformers? Right?
Megan Fox?
Megan Fox, yeah. She's like the Megan Fox, but for Marvel.
No.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson is the Megan Fox of...
First of all, Scarlett Johansson can actually act to some degree a lot more than Megan Fox actually could.
She's a great
I'm still pissed off that Megan Fox is on Turtles.
That
shit.
Megan Fox cannot act.
No.
Scarlett Johansson...
She's not April O'Neil.
Scarlett Johansson actually has chops, in my opinion, to some degree.
She's got more, but, I mean, her characters are, like, really the same.
That's not her fault.
I know, but
I think
still,
that's more of the writers.
I want to see her do something that's more acting. Anyways.
And a little interesting piece of movie news. I don't know how I feel about this. Robert Rodriguez is the front runner to direct this Escape from New York remake. He's pretty much the person I'd like to see do it, because I think he could do it justice. But I just don't see this doing good. I think Escape from New York was a movie that was, made in the right time.
I think
it's a product of its time.
Yeah. And that's interesting, because I do have another bit of Robert Rodriguez news. We all like Robert Rodriguez. We mostly know him from, The Grindhouse, Sin City. He even did the Planet Terror with Quentin Tarantino. He's doing something that I actually had to look up. Doing this thing called Ugly Dolls. And I guess this is a new thing that is kind of like the Beanie Babies. I'm not shitting you. And he's putting together an animated thing for,
hell?
I guess, kids' toys.
You know what? Honestly?
He's making a series on Ugly Dolls. Go look up Ugly Dolls, guys. It's UGLYDOLL.
You know, depending on how
what
they do...
What the hell?
Well, see, if this is child-friendly, like it's... more 80s-style Charlie-friendly than 2000 and
but
something.
But Robert Rodriguez doing child-friendly?
You know what? That doesn't bother me. I actually say give it a shot. It'll broaden his horizon, give him another audience.
I mean, Eli Roth going to be doing, the new Sesame Street?
I would watch the fuck out
I would
that.
Too, but, I mean, seriously.
Oh, God. Elmo's actually on crack.
playing with Mr. Noodle.
No, dude, I'm actually cool with that. At this point in my life, anybody who wants to try doing children-friendly stuff, I'm totally game with, as long as it's tasteful.
I mean, is this like Guillermo del Toro's rumored Pinocchio? Why haven't you finished it?
Talk about something that. Interesting is, and I didn't know this was happening, but it's kind of fits with Disney's current trend. They're going to make a live-action Dumbo, and Colin Farrell is allegedly going to replace Will Smith.
Okay.
Sorry, replace Will Smith for what?
Yeah,
in the live action Disney Dumbo, they don't actually tell.
No, they don't tell you what.
Why would Will Smith have been attached to being Dumbo?
I don't know.
Was he going to be the ringmaster or something?
It says Colin Farrell's in talks to play a widowed father of two alongside Eva Green in the Dumbo movie.
Oh, Eva Green. All right.
Like I said, I don't understand the Disney live action remake. Okay. I don't understand that, but, you know, right. they're remaking everything.
Well, look, certain things can be done live action that did lend themselves to live action.
Jungle Book. That was fantastic.
I am curious. Are they going to do the true dance?
There's other stories that can be told.
Yeah.
See, give me a second.
Have to.
Let's see. Colin Farrell will play a widowed father of two named Holt, who hails from Kentucky. Eva Green joins the cast earlier this month, portraying a French trapeze artist named Colette, who works for the Big Top. So, it doesn't really say into the article. The other thing, are they going to do The Crows?
That's what I was trying to figure
out. Which, at this point in time, I've heard the conversation, that they're considered incredibly racist.
Yeah, are they going to use Jamie Foxx?
Well, for one, they're magpies. I think they're magpies, right?
No, they're crows.
I thought they were crows. They could be magpies, but
They were magpies.
I'm
thinking of another cartoon.
In all honesty, it's been 25 years since I've seen Dumbo.
Yeah,
so
it's been quite a long time.
So I really don't know.
They're going to update the crap out of it. It's not going to be crows anymore. It's just going to be some other animals. It's going to take place modern day. And it's going to be some magical element that can fly, and people are going to be filming it with their cell phones.
See, I really hope it's not in modern day. Because at this point, when there's I agree. The problem is, it's kind of hard to believe when there's no such thing as a circus anymore. The biggest circus in the world.
Yeah, it's gone.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey is gone. So it's already blowing its credibility, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
They are not big fans of going back to the past like that. It'd be really interesting if they made it take place in like the 20s.
Yeah.
I think they should, but I agree. And an interesting note. Did you ever guys watch the anime Death Note?
Yes.
Apparently, excuse me while I'm loading up the article, Netflix is doing
it. Yes, I know.
I don't know if it's going to... My assumption is it's going to be animated.
No, it's not. It's going to be live action.
Is it?
Yes. This is a live action that they're doing. Netflix is producing, directing, and doing everything on it. They just did a live action trailer, I believe, last week they released it. The Death Note is not coming out till 2017, if I remember right.
Yeah.
I really like the anime. I don't know why we need to do live action of everything. That's where I'm at on
it. We don't.
See, here's,
I don't get it.
So here's my question. I do believe some things can be made live action. I think some animated things actually lend itself well to live action. I don't know how much, just because of the nature of the anime itself, I don't know how much of it could be... well done.
Well, I mean, if they team up with the writers and the directors,
but you have this floating death god or whatever he is doing things.
Shinigami.
Yeah, like if you take a look at say Gantz was perfectly to be transposed into live action because of the nature of it. I don't know how well it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be stupid, but
you know,
I could be wrong.
Well, Death Note's one of those where there was enough that they don't necessarily need big FX on it. Well, so they can do it. I think they can do it, and I hope they do it well. Netflix hasn't really disappointed me yet. But, I mean, if you really want to do one that would be great for a transfer from anime to live action, go with Paranoia Agent.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, Death Note where you got a big... thing that you're going to have to do FX on.
So, the only thing I could think of, and I don't know how well I think about it, is they could do the Shinigami without showing it.
No, they showed it. They're showing him.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they've already done release stills of what he's going to look like.
Damn.
And it really matches up with the anime, the way that they drew the Shinigami. And I don't remember the actual thing's name. I think it went by Shinigami, which is Japanese for basically a death god. Rough translation.
I was never a big fan of the series, but I'll definitely give it a shot. Maybe when it does come out, Real Flix Reviews will give it a review. And kind of the last bit of a couple of pieces of news, Nicholas Winding Refn, already kind of iffy, gets the remake to remake, can you guess what? Maniac Cop.
Alrighty.
Literally, when I read that, it's just like, huh. Somebody was really crawling to have a remake of Maniac Cop.
Not that I know of.
Well, hell, they remade RoboCop, so why not Maniac Cop?
All right. Whatever.
Lucifer looks like it's going to be ending soon. Lucifer Season 2 is being shortened to 4 standalone episodes.
That doesn't really surprise me. It was one of those that was kind of iffy if it was going to last long, and I'm kind of glad they didn't push it.
It seems to be kind of the death note of TV shows when they start shortening it. Sometimes it seems to be a good thing. Like, for example, one of my favorite TV shows was Numbers. They shortened the seasons. It lasted a little bit longer.
Yeah, they're not doing that with Game of Thrones.
I'm actually... I don't know if we've talked about this live. What do you guys think about the fact they're going to basically tell the end of the story?
I'm fine with it. I mean... I've read all the books. Ryan's girlfriend Amber, who's the kind of ghost in our studio,
she's his Jiminy Cricket.
She's read them all. She's even read the one that I haven't. But I'm disappointed that Martin is not finishing it before the series is done. But the way that he took the time he took in between them, if you read the copyright dates on the books, you see that there's like 10-year gaps, 15-year gaps in between the book releases. So, I mean...
Yeah, he's the laziest writer of all time.
Yeah.
Would you... Yeah. Now, what would you think, and this is just kind of a curiosity, what do you think if he went 180 degrees or changed it completely from what the TV show did?
Well, there are differences in what the TV show did and the books already.
Well, I meant a completely different ending.
But
if it was ABC and I don't see him
switching it. I mean, as far as I can tell, he's already gotten everything done that he wants to do. He's just filling in the gaps and the details. And those don't really match up perfectly.
And he's had the end goal in mind for so long that I doubt he's going to all of a sudden come up with a more perfect ending than what he's already come up with over the last decade, you know?
That's actually closer to like 20 years that he's been writing these. Yeah,
and by the time you tell
30 years actually,
hey, this is how it ends in case I die. Yeah, but so when you tell somebody, hey, this is how it's ending, I'm sure by the time he got to that point, he knew what's happening. You know.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fat bastard. Most people don't like him. He's an asshole. He really is.
I've never heard anything nice about him.
I mean, he's.
But as far as I'm concerned,
he's just damn lazy.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he's a fantastic writer, though. I love his books. Don't really like him.
See, the only thing is, I don't know if it would be easy to call, and this is my opinion, a writer to be lazy. When you have so much stuff and backstory and history and stuff that you have to line up, it would be like calling Tolkien lazy for, doing something when he had so much stuff he had to line up from book to book to book.
Yeah, but Tolkien's dead.
Yeah, but that's the thing is didn't take Tolkien that long.
No.
No,
I don't disagree.
But the way that I look at it is I don't want him to rush the books. I've enjoyed the ones that he's written.
For the record, I'm going to go ahead and say this unequivocally. He is not Tolkien.
No, he's not. But the thing I was going to say
is that good or bad? That
he was doing these books for so long.
He's not as good. He's not in the. Tolkien's playing a different ballgame.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they're both playing different ballgames. And
thank you.
What I was going to say is that, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he was writing these books for so long with just kind of a cult following, and then all of a sudden this explodes off HBO. I don't blame him for enjoying the fruits of his labor.
Oh, no, he totally
I
should.
I really don't. I mean, like, take your time, have fun, put the effort that you put into the other books into the final one that
but
you're doing.
You know what, though? I it seems to me like once he told, oh, hey, here's how it ends so you can continue with the TV show, he's not under the gun.
Yeah.
Anymore. You know, yeah. Now he's just left up to his own his lazy ass devices.
So, yeah. But and he's I think that's bad for fans. In between.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we here at Real Flicks Reviews have a humble favor to ask. If you like our shows, either one, you talk about Real Flicks Reviews, the original show, or the new one, Movie News, do us a favor in whatever player list to, iTunes, Facebook, whatever, do us a favor, give us a 5-star, 10-star, whatever the rating is, just give us a top rating. For Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston, as always, thank you for watching.
Goodbye.